19 past four. The panel, NZ National. More than 40,000 daily commuters could soon be stung with a fee to drive into Wellington's central city, reports Damien George and staff. Transport Minister Michael Wood has hinted that congestion charging could come to Wellington, despite the charge being ruled out by his predecessor, Phil Twyford. Internationally, congestion charging has been shown to be pretty successful in helping to unclog cities, and the Climate Change Commission has recommended giving councils the tools they need to help manage the demand to reduce emissions, Wood says. So, now, New York has just been given the green light from the federal government to introduce congestion pricing. That's the latest city. London in 2003, you've got $30 to $35 a day. Singapore started in 1975. Modified in 1998. With us to discuss is Dr. Eric Crampton from the New Zealand Initiative. Dr. Crampton, kia ora.
Good afternoon.
What do you think in the Wellington context? Could it work?
Of course it could work. Congestion charging has been proven. It wouldn't be that hard to set up. There are limited routes into Wellington that pose the bulk of the problem. Right now, we're all paying for congestion through time spent sitting in traffic, increased emissions that don't need to be there, increased fuel costs that don't need to be there. And we could solve that. We could set up systems that charge either for critical routes or for entry into the city center at peak times. There's recent work that's been done for the Transport and Infrastructure Commission Committee at Parliament. They've been having a select committee process on congestion charging for Auckland. There was a very substantial report that was commissioned into it, and it looks pretty sound.
Okay. Yes, I'm noticing some of the cities that do it. Singapore, Durham, London, Stockholm, Dubai. And it looks from the research that it does work. It's actually quite a significant reduction of cars that come into the city.
Yeah. So if you are charging for use at peak times, people will adjust either their time of travel or their mode of travel, or decide that really work from home might be best. All of those options are available for people. And it doesn't have to be regressive. There are lots of ways of setting it up.
Because that's the downside, isn't it? Some people say it's regressive. People with limited incomes, lower socioeconomic, get excluded from coming in.
Yeah. That's the usual critique of it, but it doesn't have to be that way. It depends how you design the system. In the Auckland case, they were recommending discounted travel for people on community services cards. I think there could be a slightly better way of handling that. If the point of congestion charging is not to raise money for different things, and that's what Minister Wood made clear when he was commenting on it earlier this week, and he's exactly right. If you use it for other purposes, you wind up screwing up the prices. You charge the wrong price. But that gives the government a pot of money. It could take that pot of money, divide it up among people who are using the road, irrespective of time of use, so rebate it back and give more money back to people with community services cards.
Well, but let's go to a Wellington consumer, driver, Victoria. you endorse it?
Yeah, look, I have absolutely no issue with congestion charges. The only comment in the Wellington context is, having had over 3,000 bus cancellations in May, it'd be really good if our council could sort out public transport before they brought
that.
It in.
There's that. Someone says, what do I do if I'm passing through Wellington to the airport? Will they sting us then? Peter Field, you're in Otahi there. What do you reckon?
Oh, I'm entirely in favour. In fact, here's my plan. I think while folks are stuck in Wellington traffic, we should have an agent go car to car demanding a $50 note from every driver. At least that'll take everybody's mind off the congestion.
Oh, who carries cash these days?
Yeah, it's a higher charge than you'd need.
I guess, too, Dr. Crampton, that this is the real issue we're talking about. This is because it's not just an issue for the Wellington City Council, but extraordinary bills coming up into the pipeline, particularly around infrastructure. Wellington has an issue around that. Rates can only go up so much. What are other ways to bring in revenue?
Sure. I wouldn't see congestion charging as a way of raising revenue for infrastructure works, but they could provide a lot of information that'd be really useful for transport planning. So again, if you use the money from congestion charging to fund roads, then you've got incentives in the system to try and put the price higher to pay for nice things, right? And that screws everything up. You don't want to have that. It builds backlash against it as just being another tax. But imagine, like, we've been arguing for decades about whether we need another tunnel at Mount Vic. Mm. If it turns out, once you put in congestion charging, that a 50-cent fee at peak times is enough to get rid of congestion, then it's stupid to spend hundreds of millions of dollars on a new tunnel. But if it takes $10 or $20 to clear congestion at peak times through the tunnel, that tells us something really important about how valuable it is for people to get through that corridor at peak times.
Right.
We could use that information for figuring out, should we spend money on this or on that?
Victoria?
I think I'm the dumbest person in the room at the moment. I'm sitting here with Eric. This all makes absolute sense. Yeah. I am fascinated by that comment about how do you get to the airport, because, you know, in Wellington, to get to not just the airport but also the hospital, you've got to go through the central city. So that creates a real issue in terms of
congestion.
That's
why I said it.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So the latest, it was actually announced in late March, but New York City is bringing in congestion charging. So London has had it for a while, 2003, Stockholm 2007, that's $11 a day, Milan 2012. So under the proposal, local officials will charge a once daily variable toll for vehicles entering or staying within the CBD. So the deserted area is stretches from 60th Street in Midtown to Battery Park. This is your home turf. Good idea for New York?
I really don't know. I mean, I don't live there anymore, and I'm glad to say I never lived below 60th Street. What I find so interesting is poor Michael Wood, because it seems to me that really what he's going to tell us is the Climate Change Commission has weighed in on this, and that he's going to end up saying it's a climate emergency and that we're going to do this, and he's going to think that he didn't have any choice whatsoever. So I would think that that's the way we're going. It's less about congestion and probably more about climate change.
Okay, so it's a big yes, Eric. And can you see it happening?
I think the time's right for it. So we've had more discussion about it for Auckland, more for here. It's in line with the things that the Climate Commission has been arguing for. Now, because we have a binding cap, the effect of it is that it makes it easier for us to achieve net zero rather than affecting overall emissions. Mm. But that is important, too. It helps keep prices down in the ETS, and that helps people to adjust. But really, the benefits are in just making cities more livable, that you can get across town when you need to. If you need to get to the hospital in a hurry, it's a lot better to pay $3 to be able to get across town than be stuck in traffic for half an hour when you've got a sick kid.
Nice to have you on the program. Dr. Eric Crampton.
Thank you,
Dr. Eric.